The Burt Show.
Hey, thank you for continuing to donate to Burt's Big Adventure with the Little Give. If you could text the word Burt, B-E-R-T, to 50155. Just, we don't need all that money. $5, $10, that's all.
And then Zaxby's is going to match it.
Yeah, so that helps out a whole bunch. All right, we might be here a while here. We're going to introduce you to Forrest and his mom, Alex. And Forrest is missing multiple limbs. Do not underestimate this kid. He is magic. What up, dude?
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
He's such an incredible leader that he's already actually renamed Burt's Big Adventure. What is it now?
The Arts Big Adventure.
The Arts Big Adventure.
The Arts.
Now we got to change the t-shirt.
I changed it to The Arts Big Adventure.
We got to change the letterhead and the t-shirts and everything. Alex, tell us a little bit about Forrest before we all brag on him so much.
Sure. Forrest is 8 years old. He was born with multiple missing limbs. So he is so smart, so funny, so social, but physically very different than the typical person. Pelvis fully formed, but his lower limbs never developed. His left arm developed just below the shoulder, and the bones in his right hand are fused. So he moves through this world with just a radically different embodiment than the average person. And I feel like this really informs his perspective on things. Mm-hmm. But he's a total blast to raise.
I'm not exactly sure even the words to use to try to describe the magic that you really are, man.
You light up a room when you come into it.
You demand it.
Yeah.
In watching Forrest, I mean, there are no limitations with this kid. I mean, watching him in the pool, he told me the other night that they came back to the pool and he was throwing the football around in the pool.
Yeah.
I still can't figure out how that works.
I sat on the step and then I threw the ball.
It's unbelievable, man. There was nothing that this kid can't do. And I saw it at the at our dance party also. We had some inflatable balls that were being thrown around on the dance floor. And I saw the competitiveness come out immediately. And nobody should ever underestimate this kid because he can do everything.
This is a prime example of not judging a book by its cover. And just everybody is drawn to Forrest. Like, you can't help but just be drawn into your light because you're effervescent.
He's a leader. Mm-hmm. He really is. And I wanted to ask you, Mom, also this, because there was a time at the pool, I think it was on Saturday. Forrest is in the pool, goes down the slide by himself, and then...
I love the slide.
Yeah, man, you're amazing, dude. And then you swim on over to the side of the pool, and he was attempting to get out of the side of the pool. And there seemed like there was a moment there where there was a staff member that wanted to help, wasn't really sure. And you sort of said, let's let dude do this by himself. And that must happen all the time for you.
It does.
Yeah?
Yes. Forrest was entirely capable of getting himself in and out of the pool. So I try to empower him to do things himself when he's able to.
And I think it was such a snapshot for me of people wanting to help, even in areas where you don't need help. But you see a kid like Forrest and you think he does. This kid don't need help. He just does not need help. It was amazing.
And I think it's proof that you were just destined to be Forrest's mom, because just watching you with him and enabling him and realizing, no, I know what my son is capable of, and I know what he can accomplish. And it takes a lot for a mom to be able to step back and let your kids do things on their own. Mm-hmm. Especially watching with this group, you can easily become an overprotective mom of a child with a disability or one that has what others would deem a setback. But I mean, when you watch Forrest in action, there are no setbacks with this kid. Like, he's gonna make this world a better place just by being in it.
One of my favorite stories, because we live at the ocean, and Forrest is such an 8-year-old boy and loves to just be tossed around and wrestling and down on the ground and being just everything that an 8-year-old boy would be. But his favorite thing is to just be right at the shore and let the waves completely rock him and knock him over. And strangers will walk by looking at me like, you realize your kid is totally drowning. I'm like, no, my kid's completely fine. Yeah. The looks on their faces always make me laugh.
It's fine.
Amber, you said that there was kind of a scary moment for you when you guys were on one of the rides and it didn't look like he was going to be able to get on, and you're kind of panicking about the whole thing.
I was. So we were riding Mickey and Minnie's Railway, and we had had just a little bit of a more disappointing morning, but we were on the up. We were riding high. We had done a droid depot. We had made a lightsaber, so we were on cloud nine. One of the Disney staffers, who obviously wants to keep all of us safe, had warned us that when we were approaching it, we needed to do a test sit to make sure that we were good to go. So I think everyone on the staff was holding their breath because we wanted this for him so badly. And when it came through that he was safe to ride, I think everyone let out a big breath, and that ride was so epically amazing. Yeah.
It's a fun ride.
Such a fun ride. And when we got back, Forrest was saying, again, again, again. And we have to ask, can we just go again? But before we even had to say it, the Disney staffer knew, and he was like, do you guys want to run it back, do it again? Forrest was like, yeah. It was one of those just Disney magic moments, kismet. And we did not do it a third time because we would have gotten a little sick, but we loved it.
There's like a, it's like Mickey is like, how do you describe it, Mom? I would say like Mickey, it's like Goofy and Minnie and Mickey. They're like, so Goofy gets the car off the track. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's kind of like a little train. And so Goofy gets the car off the track, and Mickey and Minnie are chasing him, trying to get the car back on the track. And then, so we were on this surfing thing, which I really love surfing, and it was so fun.
There is no ride. We hung out quite a bit on Saturday. There's no riding anything one time. As soon as it's over, we're going back again and again and again every single time, right?
We did that on the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, you loved that.
I did.
You were so brave, and then we got up to it, and you started to get a little bit freaked out.
Yeah.
And what did we say is on the other side of fear? Your mom actually said it better than I did, because I've heard the cliche, nothing is on the other side of fear. What's on the other side of fear? Nothing. And your mom actually twisted it and said, what's on the other side of fear is freedom. And I absolutely loved that. And I think I feel like you guys kind of live your life that way.
Definitely.
Yeah. David, you said you were really, really touched on the beginning of the trip with him.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. So before the trip even, because I'm from Charleston, so I've met all y'all, and our 2014 family, the McManus family, they called me when they got picked and said, just wait. Y'all just wait. This kid is special. And so I was waiting on Wednesday for him to show up. And this guy just green lights transparency and vulnerability with you. We're sitting down, and he's like, oh, my gosh, there's somebody else that has the exact same chair I have. And it was Gunner, his new buddy. Yeah, his new bestie. And I was just so taken aback by how open he was with it. So we sat there and ate dinner at Zaxby's.
And played Jenga.
Oh, you crushed Jenga.
I played Jenga with Darth Vader. I played Jenga with Cinderella. Who else did I play Jenga with?
It's not Cinderella that I would be scared of beating in a game of Jenga. It's Darth Vader.
Oh, yeah.
Darth Vader's really good. Well, you would probably be scared of playing me.
No, really? Oh, is that a challenge? Oh, I'm ready.
Prince Charming better look out, by the way, because Prince Charming is completely out of the picture, because I think we're shipping Cinderella and Forrest.
Oh, is that right?
They make a very cute couple.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I wanted to pay you this compliment also, is that I think you were such a great ambassador in talking to all the other kids and getting everybody to open up about their disabilities. And you were the one that really started that communication. And I think this trip is just a little bit different and a little more special this year because of what you did on it. And I want to thank you for that.
You're welcome.
You are a leader, man. I was joking. I was saying, you ever see the Wonka factory? Like when they pass on the factory to Charlie, I'm like, when you're older, man, I may be passing this thing on to Forrest here, man, because he's the one that can handle it, you know? You want to read your letter to Forrest?
Sure.
Can I read it?
I'm going to read it to you. Okay. Dear Forrest, the sweet little love of my life, Bert asked me to write you a letter. I had so much fun with you this week. We always have fun, don't we? But this was extra special. I knew Disney World would be awesome, but I didn't expect to meet such wonderful friends.
I loved seeing you cruise with other kids in wheelchairs. It was so natural for you and perspective-changing for me. You deserve to be around kids you can relate to. It brought out different aspects of your personality, and this was very meaningful for me to see. In our little world, it's only been you. From where I'm sitting, I love that you're different, but I also know this can be tiring for you. I was very proud of you this weekend. There was a lot to see, and you only got in, what, like 4 to 6 wheelchair accidents? You are a radical kid, and I know you get frustrated with the world sometimes, but I do believe you have the power to change it, and I'm here as your ally and best teammate in that. You make friends everywhere you go, Forrest. It is so fun to be your mom. With you, every moment is an adventure. Let's promise to stay connected with the friends we made here. Do not let me forget. And maybe we can help fundraise for Bert's big adventure to help bring this opportunity to many more children. He's growing a family, and I'm so thankful we are a part of it. I love you, kiddo. We got this.
Yeah, you do. Wow. Yeah, you do. You guys are absolutely fantastic. What an amazing addition to Bert's Big Adventure. Thanks for being with us. All right, we're going to hang quite a bit. All right, Forrest? Okay?
Oh, look at that big smile. Yeah, he's like, man. Absolutely.
All right, in a couple of seconds here on Bert's Big Adventure, I'm going to turn this thing over to Kristen because she said of all the trips that she has been on, she had the most epic day. It was just one of those magical days where every door seemed to open for her and Kendall.
The Disney gods were smiling on us. My Disney cup runneth over. I have never experienced a day like that in the park.
We'll continue Bert's Big Adventure 2026 next on Q99.7.
The Bert Show.
Bert's Big Adventure 2026, another epic trip. And if you're just now joining us, there was just something a little bit different and special this year about Bert's Big Adventure. And I know we say that every year. And I've spent the better part of a day and a half now trying to figure it out. And I really do think maybe it's because the kids were just very open with each other this weekend of what their quote-unquote disabilities were. And I think that immediately made the wall sort of go down, uh-huh. And that was contagious to the parents also.
It also felt like the magic was supersized this year.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff that we got to witness in the parks, and I know we give Disney a hard time because, you know, she expensive. But at the same time, all of the cast members at Disney, I have so many stories of how they helped to create more magic for our families. So they really do, Disney super served us inside the parks this week.
So let's get Kendall in here and her mom Phoebe and Carve and little brother Cairo here also. They were telling me this is your very first family vacation together.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
This is so cool.
I know. We made sure it was a good one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm going to turn this over to Kristen because, I mean, we're at the dinner on, what was it, Saturday night?
Yes.
And you come running up to me and you're like, oh, my God, this was the most epic day. And I'm like, tell me about it. You're like, no, not till we're on the air on Monday.
I learned from the best. I'm like, on the air. So, yeah, I had the distinct honor of hanging out with Kendall's family at Hollywood Studio. So, Mom Phoebe, Dad Carve, little bro Cairo, and we seriously, it was pure magic. And I fully believe it's all because of that beautiful girl and her beautiful smile. Like, she created the magic on Saturday. So we get to Hollywood Studios and, you know, we're bopping around and she is all about the shows, like the dancing and the singing. And I had never been partnered with somebody who wanted to do shows at Hollywood Studios. So we got to go like to all these new shows. I was so excited. So we go to the Beauty and the Beast live show, which is spectacular, by the way. Like the singing, the costuming, we're sitting front row where we deserve. Because the lady asked us, she's like, where would you like to sit? And we're like, the front row. So we're sitting.
Yeah, who says the back row?
Yeah,
is that even a question right there? Put us in the fourth row.
And so we are sitting there. And I honestly am not watching a minute of the Beauty and the Beast show. The only thing I'm watching is Kendall's beautiful face. Her smile the entire time, and she's just like this, she's in awe. And at one point, she takes her hands and she clasps them together, and she's just looking and just smiling at Belle and her dancers. And like Phoebe and I both, we could not keep our eyes off of her. the show ends and it's time for us to get up and leave, right? But then this guy comes over and he's like, no, I need you to sit here. And I was like, okay, you know, well, it's because, you know, Kendall's in a wheelchair. We're going to have to wait for everybody else to leave. And we're waiting and we're waiting and everybody, and I'm like, what? Then this woman comes up and introduces herself. She's like, hi, my name is Bird, and I am the stage manager for Beauty and the Beast. And I have some friends who would really like to meet you. And me and Phoebe looked at each other. We're like, oh, my God. And we could not even begin to imagine. So after they emptied the theater, they escort us backstage. And there's Belle. And there's Prince Adam. And there are some of their friends. And they are all waiting to meet Princess Kendall.
Wow.
And I mean, Phoebe and I were a blubbering mess. Yeah. They handed her a special rose because we all know how special the rose is. And I've never been, like, our videographers and photographers are so awesome. But, you know, we have 11 families that they're having to move around to. I'm so grateful Seth was there and he got to video the entire interaction.
I did, yes. And it was tough. I mean, my eyes were watering up and you just keep the camera in focus. Just get it.
I mean, Phoebe, why did that moment mean so much to you?
Just seeing the happiness on her face. Yeah.
Kendall, what was it like meeting Belle?
It was awesome.
Yeah, it was.
And that's when we got our first dad tears, didn't we, Carve?
The second set.
All right, and so it doesn't end there. It really just was like every corner we turned, like we're walking through the park, and there's Woody, and there's Jesse. And so we get to meet them. And Seth, you noticed something when we were meeting Woody and Jesse that I was oblivious to because I was just making sure, like, I'm like, Carve, get your pass out because I know how these passes work. And so what did you witness?
Well, I witnessed the Kendall factor, like you said. We rolled up, and there was a real long line to see Woody and Debbie.
Woody and Debbie?
Woody and Debbie. I call her Debbie. I don't know. It's a little thing I have.
Jesse,
thank you. But anyway, there was a long line, and they were very popular. And the Kendall factor, they let us go right up in front and cut the line, and this magic came over the crowd. At first, there were a little bit, some sour faces in that line. But then when they started to see Kendall and her face light up, all of a sudden, I saw those frowns start to turn around, and everyone in line was smiling. It was special.
And then we turn another corner, and there's Buzz Lightyear, so we get our picture taken with Buzz. But they're like, and you think Beauty and the Beast, like them taking us backstage to meet the performers, it's not gonna, like, that was our high.
Yeah.
And that's how we started the day. Like, that's how Kendall kicked off the day at Hollywood Studios. We went and saw we did the Frozen sing along, and we went and saw the Little Mermaid show. Mm-hmm. And after the Little Mermaid show, it's time to, you know, sit down and have some lunch. And I'm looking at the map, and I open the Disney app, and I'm like, oh, you can meet live-action Ariel. So I didn't tell Phoebe, I didn't tell Carve, and I didn't tell Kendall. And I was like, this is a definite. So we walk, and we have to walk all the way through this museum, and we get to the back of this Disney museum, and I see Phoebe's face, because she sees the big poster, and she sees Ariel, live-action Ariel's face, and I think you realize in that moment what was going to happen.
Yeah.
So we go, they take us through the special back room because we have our special Burt's Big Adventure passes. And we walk into that back room, and her face, when she saw Princess Ariel, the live action Princess Ariel, I got to witness Black Girl Magic in the flesh, and it was so spectacular. Phoebe's crying, I'm crying, Carve's crying. But Kendall, that was the most beautiful smile I have ever seen. And not only, Ariel recognized the importance of the moment. She really did. She recognized the importance of the moment. She gave Mom just as many hugs as she gave Kendall. But I want, if you can, put into words, Phoebe, like...
I mean... I feel like Kendall said it was the best day of her life. I can't even put into words how happy I was for her. She loves Ariel so much. So.
It was spectacular. Yeah. Ariel locked in.
Yeah.
She stayed in character the whole time. Yes. Mom, dad crying.
To see someone that looks like her and, yeah, representation.
Yeah. So what did you and Ariel talk about, Kendall? The thingamabobs?
Yeah.
She showed you some of her thingamabobs?
Yes.
Yes. And Cairo, he just walked right up, and he was right there in the mix and just hanging out with her. And she spent so much time just down on Kendall's level and just, like, really connecting with her. And I kid you not, like, that's a core memory for Bert's Big Adventure for me.
No doubt.
It was so special. And Kendall and I, we had our own code words, right? Because I don't know why it took me 15 years to learn this, but here we are 15 years in. Wheelchairs are very, very important, and they are an extension of our Burst Big Adventure kids.
Yes.
So I wanted to be very respectful of Kendall's space because she's a super independent woman. I don't know if you know this or not. And so we had code words, didn't we, Kendall?
Yeah.
So when you wanted me to push your wheelchair, what did you say?
Banana.
Banana. And when you were ready to push yourself, what did you say?
Doggy.
Doggy. And so we just had this language we spoke throughout the park. And so whenever she needed a little extra sentence or a little extra assistance, she'd holler out banana, and I was right there to push you along.
I'm going to steal that next year. That's a great idea.
It was so perfect. But you guys were just, you were such an incredible family to hang. You're just so sweet and so, like, they were, we covered every, we did a lot of walking, didn't we, Phoebe?
A lot of walking, a lot of crying.
Yes.
That's a lot of firsts on this trip also. Like, that has never happened before, where you go backstage like that and they just pull you out of the crowd. That's pretty cool. And that's because of your smile.
Yes.
All right? You got that. All right? And people pick up on your love. That's for sure, Kendall. All right, Carve, you going to read the letter here to your Burt's Big Adventure child?
Absolutely.
Okay.
My sweet Kendall, as an incredible week here at Walt Disney World comes to a close, I find myself wishing I could bottle up every smile, every laugh, every sparkle in your eye so I could hold on to it forever. From the very beginning, you have been a miracle. You came into this world at just 24 weeks, so tiny, so fragile, and we were told that you only had a 25% chance of surviving. But even then, you were stronger than anyone knew. Before you ever spoke your first word, you were already teaching us what courage looks like. You fought through complications of being born so early. You face your challenges of cerebral palsy with strength that most adults never have to find. And just when you thought you had already endured enough, you were diagnosed with sickle cell as well. Watching you be in and out the hospital, enduring treatments, tests, and pain no other child should have to bear, that has been the hardest thing you've experienced as parents. But Kendall, what amazes me so much is the battles, not the battles you face, but is how you face them. You shine, you smile, you love, you keep going. This week felt like a real-life fairy tale. Watching you meet your princesses who look like you, seeing you light up when they spoke to you like you were one of them, hearing your laughter echo down Main Street, those are the moments we will treasure forever. Because in those moments, the hospital rooms faded, and then the diagnosis didn't define you. And the struggles didn't lead your story. You did. You are a brave girl and radiant girl. You are stronger than any storm that has tried to shake you, and you are brighter than any shadow that has crossed your path. We are incredibly proud of you, not just surviving, but thriving in the ways that matter to you the most. And we would also like to thank Burt's Big Adventure, what you have done, and for us and so many families as well, it's really life-changing. They didn't just give us a trip, they gave us a rest. They gave us a rest from worry. They gave us moments that medical charts and diagnosis didn't take center stage. They gave us laughter, connect, and memories as well. Kendall, this trip may be coming to an end, but the magic you carry inside you will be forever. No castles, no fireworks, no fairy tale could ever compare to the wonder of being your parent. Thank you for teaching us what faith looks like. Thank you for showing us bravery. And we love you beyond words we'll ever know. Beyond stars, beyond any happily ever after. Forever and always, Mom and Dad.
Beautiful family. And welcome to Burt's Big Adventure. You're now part of our family, and I can't wait to see that smiling face that lights up every single room it's in time and time again over the next year, okay?
Dude, I'm taking her to every show with me so we can get backstage.
Seriously? Hey, you want to go to Taylor Swift with me? Yeah. All right, coming up in a couple of seconds here. I do believe that I can say with confidence that we have our very first codependent relationship between a staff member and a Burt's Big Adventure child, Asher. We need to talk about this next on The Burt Show.
Hey, The Burt Show.
In just 1 second, we'll talk about a real dysfunctional codependent relationship that has formed on Burt's Big Adventure. Hey, if you guys can, we would love to get $5, $10 from you. That's really all we're asking for today because Zaxby's is hooking us up again.
Yeah, we call it the Little Give. And if you text Burt, B-E-R-T, to 50155, make a donation, Zaxby's is going to match it. So if you're like, all I got is $5, actually, that's a $10 donation thanks to Zaxby's.
So this is how our days in the parks on Burt's Big Adventure usually go. Staff members are assigned to different Burt's Big Adventure kids, and we kind of rotate each and every day. I'm the exception there. I just stick and move, man. I try to hit as many families as I can. I'll go here, I'll go there, and then I'll go here, and I'll go there, right? So Kristen, I saw online, had Asher on, was it Friday?
It was. We had Magic Kingdom Day together.
So now Asher here, and we're going to introduce you to him and his family here in just 1 second. Asher will be going happy, 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 and then things can go sideways quick, right? Except when he's with Kristen. So I am watching the two of them interact, and then I'm watching Kristen's social media, and he is having the time of his life. I mean, they are like glued to the hip together. He is laughing at everything she says. She's on the ride with him. At first, he's scared. Then he's having the time of his life, right? So I realize on Saturday that I haven't hung out with Asher yet. And I literally said to myself, I can't do any better than Kristen did yesterday. I'm going to skip this family. Because, I mean, honestly, there was no way I was going to put a smile on his face with the enthusiasm that he has for you and you alone on this trip.
Well, sir, I don't know if you know this, but I have an almost five-year-old at home. Asher is five, and I feel like it was just destiny that I hang out with this family because it's all about, at that age, anticipating the needs and just being willing to go with the flow. We have big feelings at that age, and let me tell you, Mom Brianna, Dad Burke, Auntie Ashy, like everybody can, we know, and it's just having that level of patience and understanding. And Asher has a medulloblastoma, so he had brain cancer, and there is such a thing as chemo brain. And so Brianna had talked to me. She's like, every now and then I get the glimpses of, you know, Asher before cancer. And I love you. We worked on the over-apologizing, didn't we, girl?
We did. You kept me in line.
The sweetest family. I had to move heaven and earth to do anything for them because they're like, no, we don't need anything. But I was like, mom to mom, girl, he's five. He's one of our youngest kids. He's been through a lot of treatment. Like, it's okay. Like, we all have bad moments. And so we just figured out a way to turn it all around, and all we needed was whipped cream.
Exactly. Just endless whipped cream.
So again, talking about that Disney magic, and I'm gonna brag on Disney. So we started the day Friday, Magic Kingdom. We hung out, and of course, our Mickey waffles always come with a giant side bowl of whipped cream. We're money. Saturday, we're at the park. We're going where it's, you know, we're eating in Star Wars, and we didn't have any whipped cream.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And there was a moment, but one of the Disney cast members saw it, and he's like, oh, no, not on my watch. They went back in the kitchen and poured heavy cream and sugar and mixed up fresh whipped cream for this child so he could have it at breakfast on Saturday at Hollywood Studios.
Really?
Yes. They're incredibly grateful
All
for
right.
that.
We do give them a hard time from time to time because you know what? Things are expensive around here. But, man, they really did. This year I saw it more than any other probably. I'm bending over backwards for the kids.
Yes.
Mom, I do want you to explain the elevator scene that happened at dinner. Between Asher and Kristen, because I think this is a really good example of this codependence I'm talking about.
Oh, yes. I don't know if codependence even can touch the profound connection that they have. But yeah, we were leaving our dinner on Saturday.
Yes.
Saturday. And I guess Kristen had gotten into the elevator and Asher was in a stroller right in front of the doors and the elevator was full and the doors shut on Kristen's face and Asher burst into tears. I mean, it was almost like, as a mom, I thought, okay, is that the pain cry? And he was like, Miss Kristen, she's gone. I'm all alone. And I was like, no, baby, she's she's not. She's just downstairs. And he was like, she's gone. I mean, the just terror. And I just thought to myself, there's no way Kristen doesn't hear him screaming. And I was like, after spending the previous day with her, I was like, I know exactly where she's going to be. We're going to get in that elevator. And we get in the elevator and he's still crying. And we go all the way down and those doors open and whose beautiful face was right there. And he was like, Miss Kristen, and just nuzzled himself into her. I mean, he's a
snuggle bug, and yeah. I love it. I could hear the wailing through the elevator. So I made sure to stand right there by the doors. And I was like, oh, that was Miss Kristen. I am so sorry, Asher. I should have known better. The doors open. He was in a stroller, and I immediately just grabbed him. And he's like, why did you leave me? I'm like, I'm so sorry.
It was the scream heard in all four Disney movies.
Yeah. Yes.
Melanie got to witness it, too.
Yes. I actually have to correct you guys, because what I was hearing was, my Kristen.
That's right.
Yes.
Is that literally what he said?
Yes. It was my Kristen.
I belong to the one and only Asher now.
Seriously.
Yes.
Burke, your impressions of the weekend, what'd you think?
Oh, we had just had so much fun, honestly. It was just constant smiles. I think, you know, both Brianna and I have been sitting with our faces just kind of like this the whole time. He's had fun, and like you said, you know, been a lot of feelings, a lot of big emotions, but I think this is really the most fun and the most happy he's been in a very long time.
Yes. Yeah.
So we're very grateful to you guys.
You feel the same way?
Oh. Yeah. I don't think there are words that can really encapsulate like the profound joy and gratitude that we feel from this week. I don't even know if there are words on this earth that can touch it. I mean, it's beautiful to see him be a normal kid and to be open to a connection with somebody. You know, we're new people are not always a good thing when for all of these kids going through what they do. It could be a poke, it could be something. And he was so open to being loved by Kristen and Stacey and Caitlin, but his little connection there. Yes.
Yeah.
My sweet little buddy.
There are two times in Asher's life right now. There's the time that he's with Kristen and the time that he's waiting to hang with Kristen.
Exactly.
But because of Asher, I think this is again the magic of Burt's Big Adventure. So I was partnered with Kendall's family on Saturday, but Asher always found a way to mesh our families.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we had breakfast together. You brought Kendall's family and your family together. Mm-hmm. And then at dinner, when we were at the Living Seas, he brought all of us together. So we're sitting. And that's when Brianna and Phoebe got to have like this very heartfelt conversation. And the two of them just talking about like their hatred of the health insurance.
Yes.
That's what really bonded them.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So, but talking about that and talking about then. Brianna opened Phoebe's eyes to like financial aid that she didn't even know existed.
Yeah. I think the biggest help that I have had is from other moms. And so some of the best resources I have genuinely gotten from other moms, not the hospital, not social workers. And so anytime I have met a mom that has a child with anything that's medically complex, I'm like, do you know about this, this, and this? And it was really heartbreaking too. Asher is crawling on the floor like a tiger.
he loves his animals.
Yeah.
It was really heartbreaking that Phoebe and Kendall and Cairo and Carve, that there were resources readily available that they had never even heard about. And so it was exciting to be able to share that. And we're like, we're not done. So she and I still have to get together and really go into everything. But yeah, I feel very passionate about that because there's a lot out there, but it can be hard to find.
Yeah. And it's a really good point that you make also, because we talk about the kids bonding on this trip. For as long as we've been doing it, is for parents to get together also and really share these kind of things, because the system is kind of set up in a jacked up kind of way.
Yes.
There are things out there, but it's not readily available. So if you don't go online and you're not going down the right wormholes, you don't know that what is all available to you. So when we get you guys together and you can talk and communicate, life can get a lot easier after Burt's Big Adventure.
Yeah, and something else is just, you know, watching that connection and then knowing that, you know, Kendall has cerebral palsy and, you know, Asher has a brain tumor. And even though they're two completely different illnesses, there's still a lot of similarities there that, you know, the families go through. And I also thought it was lovely. Of course, I mean, Asher is so stinking cute. Yeah, I was flooding my Instagram stories with him and Kendall all weekend long. But I got a DM from a nurse at Choa, and she was one of Asher's nurses. And she's like, it is just so good to see him being a kid enjoying life and having fun. And she's like, I just can't get enough of this.
And that's why I stayed away. I wasn't going to break that up. All right, which one of you guys want to do the honors and read your letter
Asher? I'm going to take over for this. Okay. All right. Oh, sorry. To our little dinosaur, seeing you on this trip was one of the most joyful experiences we have ever had. Watching you step into a whole new world with curiosity and excitement reminded us how far you've come and how strong you truly are. When you did things outside of your comfort zone, like riding roller coasters and going to space, which we were not a fan of, we saw the same bravery we've seen in you all along. The bravery it took to show up every day for chemo, countless surgeries, and lots of pokes, to face things that were scary and uncertain, and to keep smiling even when it was hard. This trip wasn't just about rides or adventures. It was about watching you trust yourself and discover just how capable you are. We were so proud seeing you make new friends, laugh easily, and open your heart to people you had just met. It was incredible to see you be wholly loved by the Burt's Big Adventure family, and especially our trip buddies, Kristen, Stacy, and Caitlin. And even more incredible to watch you bravely be open to that love, despite the uncertainty that meeting new people has caused you in the past. You showed kindness, confidence, and the willingness to try, even when it felt a little scary. Your kind and loving spirit towards everyone you meet and your love for others is something we should all hope to strive for. You have been such a brave little dinosaur for so long, often in ways no one should ever have to be. This trip let the world see what we've always known, that you are strong, resilient, and full of joy, and full of lots of love and affection. No matter where you go or what challenges come your way, remember this. You can do hard things, and you are never alone, and you are loved more than words can ever say. We feel eternally grateful to the Burt's Big Adventure, not team, but family, for opening their hearts to us and giving us the opportunity to be together as a family in a way that wouldn't be possible without them. Without the stress that our normal days bring, for capturing the memories so we could be present in the beautiful day, and for providing us unlimited joy and exponential love, we will forever love you all. And Bubby, we got to experience all of this because of you. You are the best boy in the whole wide world, and we love you.
It was such a joy to hang out with your family. You guys, you get each other, like, you're such a tight unit, and it's so beautiful to see. And it was a very special day. Thank you very much.
You can see the tightness. And the journey, it takes its toll on everybody. I'm watching Auntie Ashley here, and she's kind of breaking up a little bit also. It takes its toll on everybody. And the fact that everybody can come together and really help out and help each other out on this trip is really a very special thing. So thanks for being part of our family.
Thank you so much.
All right, coming up in a couple of seconds here, I've got to apologize to one Burt's Big Adventure, because with Jameson, I overpromised and totally under-delivered with him, with his pins, and I saw the disappointment in his face, and it's all my fault.
No, it's Dr. Michelle's fault,
who
it is.
You know what? You're right. Blame it is her. Dr. Michelle's fault. I'll tell you guys all about it. Burt's Big Adventure 2026.
The Burt Show.
Hey, a real quick thank you to Q99.7 for allowing us to do this. I mean, you guys don't understand in this industry how huge this is. When a guy says he's not going to be part of the radio station anymore, and they say, that's cool, but if you want to do that Burt's Big Adventure thing and keep it on the radio station, we'd love to have you. That is unheard of in our industry. Generally, when you're gone, you're gone. they take your pictures down. They take your names off the walls, and that is it, man. And they move on to the next guy or the next show, right?
Your key fob is definitely not working, but they'll still allow you on the radio.
Right. So Q99.7 really has been so gracious in allowing us to do the send-off on Thursday and then continue to do Burt's Big Adventure on the Monday show also. So thank you so much, you guys, over at Q99.7 for making this whole thing possible. All right, we got to introduce you guys to Jameson and his family here. First of all, Jameson, I owe you an apology, bro. I owe you an apology. Let me tell you about the disappointment, the buffoonery that is Burt on this trip. Because I'm hanging out with Jameson and his family, right? And he's got some older siblings here that were doing some of the more ambitious rides. So Amanda and I decided to take Jameson a little shopping, right? And he is locked and loaded on pins. You want to explain the pin situation here?
Yeah, so Disney's all about these collectible pins and how you can trade them throughout the park. And so I mean, I love whenever you do something epic, you know, with one of the kids at Bert's Big Adventure, whether it's ride a roller coaster or whatever, and you get a pin to commemorate that moment. Like, you know, with Kendall, we got all the princess pins of all the princesses we met. And it's just a really cool interactive way. You also can see Disney cast members, and they have these cork boards that have pins on them. So if you see one of their pins that you want, you can trade one of your lesser than pins for one of their cool pins. It's just a fun way to create more community at Disney.
So my man Jameson is digging on the pins, so I catch on to this, and I'm like, okay, while the other guys are on the rides, you and I and Amanda will go, and we will get you pins. So we start looking for pins in this store and that store and this store, and I make a promise to him. I said to him, I'll tell you what, Jameson, I know one thing that when you roll up next to all those other kids tonight, you're going to have the most pins. They're going to go all around your neck, all the way down your body. You are going to be the pin king, right?
I mean, he's got a lanyard full of them. I'm impressed with the amount of pins you got, Jameson. That's impressive.
Look at them all, man, all the way up there, as promised, all around his neck. And I said, man, the other kids are going to be looking at you, and they're going to go, where'd you get all those pins, right? So, we're heading on over to Epcot, and right before we all take off, I'm starting to sort of brag on him and all the pins he's got. And then Gunnar rolls up, who's got two necklaces with pins on them all the way around his neck, all the way up and down his body. He doubled the amount of pins, and I could see Jameson looked at me, and I looked at him. Jameson was almost like, you promised.
How dare you?
And I looked at him like, I am so sorry. And it's Dr. Michelle's fault.
She hooked Gunnar up, man.
Hooked Gunnar up. So I apologize for overselling you on that, man. It's a strong second, though. It really is a strong second.
Do you have a favorite pin that you did get this on this trip? Which one's your favorite, Jameson?
The Aladdin one.
The Aladdin one. I saw your face. Again, if you want to see some incredible photos, go to bertsbigadventure.org. Our photographers crushed it again. I saw you riding the magic carpet there at Magic Kingdom. So that was that also one of your favorite rides?
I feel like Jameson set the tone, like at our dance party. On Thursday night, like, this dude gets out there and he starts some break dancing moves here, and I had to check the file. I'm like, that kid's not safe. How'd he get on this trip?
Dropped it low, came back up, and kicked it high.
So this family runs deep here. We got Jamie, the mom. We got Andre. We got Evan. We got Elijah. We got Sherry. We got Kenny. How you guys doing?
Good.
Yeah. What we're a time good, we had, huh?
Yes, sir.
Oof. I'm exhausted hanging with you guys. It's dang near impossible to keep up with this family.
So even though Jameson didn't get the most amount of pins, you do get the prize for the biggest souvenir. Because did you get a Stitch that's as big as you? Who got you that Stitch?
We got a reoccurring theme with our kids this year.
They get behind them.
Who did?
Libby
did. Libby.
You know what? Libby is the biggest Stitch fan ever. And so that was perfect that you were paired with a fellow Stitch fan. Isn't that right?
I am. I love it because Jameson and I are both huge Stitch fans. And it's kind of my thing every year is I'm like, what kid can I find that I can get a massive Stitch that's bigger than they are? Mm-hmm. And they take it all around the parks. And what was funny about Jameson is that night after we got the Stitch, we had the Stitch movie that we watched, Lilo and Stitch, with all the kids, and we were eating dinner, and Jameson brought Stitch with him, and Stitch is literally bigger than him. And Stitch had a seat, ate dinner with us, and then we were watching the movie. He had Stitch kind of sitting around him as his buddy watching his favorite movie with him, which I thought was really sweet.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. I was introduced to Jameson even before I met Jameson, because I walk in a Lifetime, the gym, and there's Jameson's cutout. And I'm like, this dude's on my trip. I know this guy. Superstar, man. So how did Jameson become a spokesperson for who?
For Children's Miracle Network.
Okay.
So he's an ambassador with them. Just same thing. There's different children of their abilities.
Yeah.
All ages. And he was one that was chosen for 2025, 2026 to represent. And just goes to different locations, whether it's Lifetime to do the Ride of a Lifetime or golf events.
Yeah.
Just all different events, different locations, whether it's Walmart, Costco, Publix, all the different sponsors, just to go and tell his story and let him know what people are donating for and what it goes towards.
He's a superstar. For sure a superstar. Andre, tell us about the weekend. What'd you think?
The weekend was amazing. we didn't really know what to expect or want to have any expectations, but we're just open to the trip. And I think we were all blown away by what happened. You know, it was when you were talking about the pins with Jameson, we were coming out of one of the parks last night, and I see this kid look over at Jameson, and then he taps his sister, and then he goes, "Dude, that kid is stacked."
All right. So you're feeling a little bit better about it.
Yeah, you know, it was cool. Surprisingly, he rode a lot more rides than what we anticipated on.
He also hopped on a lot of wheelchairs, too.
Yes.
Dude, last night after the fireworks, this is Saturday night after the fireworks, we surprised you, like, you know, yeah, we're going to go have dinner. Oh, we're going to go have a dessert veranda with fireworks. Oh, yeah, by the way, they have Ratatouille open just for us. We're going to go ride that. And this kid on the back of Gunner and also on the back of Forrest's wheelchair just hauling. And then I see Amber running, and she's like, "Slow down!" But Jameson's face, my goodness, that big grin as that wind is just whipping through your hair as Forrest is just hauling to the Ratatouille ride. Oh, my God, it was hilarious.
A lot of memories, man. Ton of memories. All right, which one of you guys want to read your Bert's Big Adventure letter to your family?
That will be myself.
Okay.
My sweet Jameson, from the moment I found out I was pregnant with you, sorry, I'm a crier and I'm going to try to keep it together. We learned about your heart defect. Your life has been nothing short of surprises. No matter what has been thrown your way, we have always found a way through it together. Watching you grow has been one of the greatest blessings of my life. You were so incredibly strong. You defied the odds when you had open heart surgery at the beginning of a pandemic and showing everyone how resilient you are. Then you were faced with another challenge with throat surgery that once again you proved nothing can break your spirit. Even with these obstacles, you never let them define you or hold you back. That kind of strength is something that can not be taught. It comes from deep within, and I'm so proud of you. Your life hasn't always been easy or stress-free, which is why I'm so thankful you were given this opportunity to be part of Bert's Big Adventure for 2026. I know you were naturally shy and take your time to open up to people, but seeing you create amazing memories and friendships that will last a lifetime has filled my heart with so much joy. You may not always realize it, but you leave an impact on people around you just by being yourself. You have also shocked me in the best way by showing me how brave you are. There are rides I thought for sure you would be terrified to ride, but you faced them head on and ended up loving every second, even the scary parts. That bravery will take you so far in life. Even though this trip was meant to celebrate you, your brothers were given the same incredible gift, the chance to experience the magic, memories, and joy right alongside you. As your mom, that means more to me than I can ever explain. Seeing all of you laugh together, try new things, and share in a once-in-a-lifetime experience is something I will treasure forever. I am so thankful that this opportunity didn't just bless you, but our entire family. As the mom of this crazy crew, I am constantly planning, organizing, and making sure every detail is perfect. On this trip, for the first time, I didn't have to worry about a single thing. I knew you were safe, cared for, and surrounded by people who truly loved you. That peace is a gift I can't even fully explain. I'm beyond grateful to Bert, Bert's Big Adventure staff, and the volunteers who made this experience possible for you. It is something we will carry in our hearts forever. Most of all, I want you to know how proud of you I am to be your mom. You have faced more in your young life than many people will ever face, and you continue to rise above it with courage, kindness, and strength. You inspire me every single day, which is why I'm able to advocate for you like I do. I love you more than words could ever explain. Love you, Piggy.
Awesome. Jameson, you're awesome, man. You really. Did you say he's naturally shy?
Yes. If he walks into a room and he doesn't really know people, it's like he stays in his shell.
Yeah.
But like 5-10 minutes in, he'll come out. And David even noticed it. He would see him kind of like different situations if we were going to breakfast. So like in the morning, he didn't know what was going on because he would ask me, "What are we doing, Mom?" I'm like, "I don't know." Like, I can't tell you. I mean, most of the time he could ask me where we're going, what we're doing, and I could tell him. But for these, I'm like, "I don't know. We're going to breakfast. We're going to go here." Like, I just know as much as they tell me in the morning or the day before, and so it's not where I could prepare him. So just naturally he gets in his shell, but once he gets around people and gets comfortable, he becomes himself and is just a wild and crazy kid.
Yeah, I'm going to take a tremendous amount of pride in that, because if you'd have lined up 100 words describing him, I'd have put shy at the very end of that thing, because I haven't seen that at all. He's been all out there this on Bert's Big Adventure. All right, thanks for being here, you guys. Welcome to our family.
Thanks
for having us.
All right, give us a couple of seconds here. I am officially launching an investigation into an odd request that one Burt's Big Adventure kid made yesterday, Rowan, and I am pretty sure that subconsciously a staff member planted this idea, because of all the trips we've ever been on, this one attraction has never been requested until this year. We'll get into it next.
Get it. The Burt Show.